91X News.
It's plus 8 and cloudy. I'm Nick Liard with 91X News. Trenton High School will be hosting an all-candidates meeting tonight. It will give the public a chance to learn more about the candidates running in the May 2nd federal election. Manager of the Quinte West Chamber of Commerce, Suzanne Andrews, says it's a great way for voters to get informed.
Sometimes, you know, we're very heavily influenced by what goes on in the media, and it's really important that people get the chance to ask their questions directly to the candidates.
Doors will open at 6:30, and the session is expected to last from 7 until 9 p.m. An analysis of Twitter traffic during the English election debate shows a clear winner emerged, the debate itself. Pundits and partisans are pronouncing various leaders the winner, but there's no debating the massive spike in people tweeting about the election thanks to Tuesday night's events. Analysis found there were more than 35,000 tweets Tuesday about the debate, making it by far the most tweets about a single issue on any day of this campaign. Prior to the debate, chatter about the Canadian Press story about the Auditor General's draft G8 report represented the largest daily spike, with about 4,000 tweets on Monday. The tens of thousands of debate tweets represented about half of all the election traffic Tuesday on Twitter and caused the debate to trend worldwide, which means it was one of the 10 most talked about topics among all Twitter users. Speaking of traffic, more than 40 sections of highway in Saskatchewan is being disrupted by flooding. Among them is the westbound lane of the Trans-Canada between Regina and Grenfell, which is closed. Saskatchewan Highway spokesman Doug Waukeshaby says traffic is being rerouted.
With the detour in effect for westbound traffic on Highway 1, we are strongly urging people to stay on the posted detour route. The same water that's caused the closure of the westbound lanes is having significant impacts on rural municipal infrastructure in that area, and quite a number of those roads are not passable.
The eastbound lane of the Trans-Canada in the Regina-Grenfell corridor has been reopened. A section of Highway 10 is closed due to flooding. Farmers and families affected by the nuclear fallout at the Japanese nuclear power plant, affected by the earthquake and tsunami, will now get a little bit of money.
The operator of Japan's troubled Fukushima Daiichi plant says they'll give evacuated towns $240,000 in apology money. But evacuees say they need the money now. Business owners and workers made the 140-mile trek to TEPCO headquarters to demand immediate compensation. Problems at the nuclear reactors have contaminated fish, vegetables, and milk in communities surrounding the plant. Akiko Fujita, ABC News, Tokyo.
That's 91X News at 2:03. Here's Trish Allison with sports.
For the second time in 8 years, the Wellington Dukes have won the OJHL Buckland Cup. They defeated the defending champs, the Oakville Blades, 4-2 last night, winning the seven-game series in just five. The Dukes will now compete at the Dudley Hewitt Cup in Huntsville starting April 19th. The quest for Lord Stanley's Cup begins tonight with round one of the NHL playoffs. ESPN analysis Barry Melrose says the Cup returns to Canada this year.
Vancouver Canucks, I've liked them from day one. This is the best team in the NHL. They've got the best power play. They've got one of the best penalty killers. They've got the lowest goals against, one of the best goaltenders. Washington Capitals, I love their commitment to defense. I like the change in philosophy. I think they will win the East with that, and I think that Vancouver will beat the mighty Washington Capitals. My buddy Bruce Boudreau in the Stanley Cup Finals in a best of seven. Great series, great hockey, great hitting, great goals.
The Canucks and the Montreal Canadiens are the only two Canadian teams to make it to the postseason. The Toronto Raptors conclude a disappointing season as the star-studded Miami Heat come to town. The Heat may rest its big three of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh as their playoff seeding is already assured, so there is little at stake in Toronto. Every NBA team is in action tonight as the regular season wraps up. In baseball, 30 teams are set to hit the diamond today. The Jays will play Game 3 of their series with the Seattle Mariners tonight. Right now, Texas and Detroit are scoreless at the bottom of the second, and Minnesota leads Kansas City 1-0 at the bottom of the third. Former Blue Jay Carlos Delgado announced his retirement today in Puerto Rico. Delgado played 17 years in the majors with the Toronto Blue Jays, Florida Marlins, and New York Mets, and cracked 30 home run plateau 11 times in his career. He had three seasons where he hit more than 40 home runs. That's sports. Here's Nick Liard with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy with showers, a high of 8. Tonight, clear with cloudy periods and 2 degrees. Thursday, plus 10 and mostly sunny. Then Friday, sun, and more sun with a high of 7. I'm Nick Liard with Trish Allison, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
This is 91X.